All right, everyone, welcome back here on the Catholic Heart Live. I am your host, Bill Snyder, and today we are talking with Few. Few is a Christian rock band in the Chicagoland area. They play all over the country, but I'm here with the band members. I'm going to let them introduce themselves here and the instrument they play, and whatever else they'd like to tell us about themselves. And we'll just talk a little bit about their music, their ministry, as we go along here on the Catholic Heart Live. So here we are.
Hi, my name is Joanna. I'm the lead singer of Few, and I also play keys.
Alrighty.
Yeah, I'm Isaac. I slap the bass.
All right.
I'm Aaron, and I play drums and percussion.
Very cool, very cool. So tell me how you guys got involved in the... How you joined, how you got together, how this all happened.
Well, we actually started out as the worship team for our church on our midweek services, and it started out with me singing, and then Aaron and his two brothers, and we just started, you know, doing worship together, and then I started writing my own original songs, and we decided, oh, well, you know, it'd be fun to record like a short EP or whatever, so we decided to record, and then somebody asked us to play out and help them out with a show, and so it just kind of snowballed from there into what is now Few.
Awesome, awesome. How did you guys come up with the name Few? You guys?
It's actually from, it was a long process. We went through a whole list of, you know, what we wanted to pick, but really I think what stood out for, you know, the mission as of the band and just what we want to accomplish is Matthew 9:37, and that's the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. So that's kind of where we stole that from, and really just kind of goes along with, you know, what we're looking to do with our music and just, you know, bringing out into dark places all around the world, not just dark places, anywhere.
Sure.
But also just really bringing, you know, being able to impact the environment that we walk into and really just be part of the few that go out and, you know, love on others.
Yeah, sharing the light of Christ with the world, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
quite an awesome thing. And so, as far as your relationships with these different churches and these different experiences that you've had, can you just detail some awesome road experiences or some different maybe inspirational things that have happened to you guys as you've traveled, and I'm sure you have 1,000 different stories, but maybe, you know, something interesting and fun.
Yeah, I can share one to start and then you guys can add to it. But we play a lot of different venues. We play at churches, we play at festivals, we do fundraisers, we go into the bars and do different venues and restaurants, and we've also been doing a few shows at rehab facilities,
cool,
which has been probably the most meaningful experiences for me. And we go into these places, you know, drug rehab facilities, and just provide, you know, free concert for the people that are there. And it's amazing,
wow,
to hear the feedback from them afterwards and how much the music speaks to them. And so I think those have been the most, you know, positive and meaningful experiences for me.
Yeah.
Just because, you know, sometimes as musicians, we don't know how our music affects people because they don't always come up to us and tell us.
Right.
So when they do, it just kind of blows my mind, like, wow, I had no idea. And so,
cool.
One of the shows that we did after we left, one of the women went up to, you know, one of the, I don't know, just one of the program directors or whoever, and said, you know, I've decided that I would like to go back into the program and change my life. And so that was a huge impact for me, hearing that I had, you know, made a difference in her life.
Yeah, music truly is, you know, just a way to pour out the grace inside your vessels. You know, I think that is one of the things music does, is it just, you know, allows us to pour out our grace that we're carrying inside our human vessels and human instruments. Do you guys have any other stories as well for us?
Yeah, I have just one that came to mind. Last year we toured the Midwest for about 30 days, and in that we played so many different venues, different numbers of crowds and everything, but there was one time where we were playing, it was so hot, like just broiling, like I almost blacked out. Like,
yeah.
It was 103, and then with the heat index it was probably more than that. So anyways, we're playing this show, and there was this kid that came up to me afterwards, and he's like, hey man, can I pick up your stuff and like move it. And at first I was like, ah, no, I've got it. But then something in me was like, no, you need to let him do it. So I was like, sure, dude. Yeah, have fun. Grab it. And then he was like, hey, where are you guys staying? And we end up telling him that we are staying not too far away, right by his home. So later that night, he came over to our event and just spent time with him. And that I didn't, you know, we went to the next city. I was like, okay, that's cool. But I found out that we stayed in contact for the last year. And just to see that, like, the simple act of having him carry my stuff, like, meant so much to him that he just talks about it and he's constantly talking with me. And, you know, it's stuff like that that on the road that really is meaningful to see just what simple actions of getting out there and sharing who we are and just being real and being human with others has such a drastic impact that was more than I thought.
Yeah, that, you know, I find that with a lot of the teenagers that I work with in my ministry, that the more real you are, as you were saying, just that more, that being real, being present to them, letting them just share their little interaction or story, that is just bringing so much hope to the world. That's just bringing so much hope to the world. And so that is awesome that you're just on the ground floor of the church. You know, we need to be on the ground floor of the church. I've always said that, you know, just doing ground floor ministry. So you certainly are. And that's awesome story. You have anything for us?
Yeah.
You're on. You're good.
I think for me, one of the coolest things about just being able to travel and play music in general is just all the people you get to meet. And, you know, more than just playing on a stage or playing in front of a little people, a lot of people, whatever it is, I think one of my favorite parts is, you know, before we have an event, sometimes we'll go out like an hour before we play and we'll just do it acoustic, street style. We'll look for people that want to hear music and we'll say, hey, can we play you a song?
Awesome.
And then, you know, like for instance, this was just a few months ago, we were in Ohio. We played at the Alive Festival.
Okay.
And, you know, before we played, again, it was like an hour before we played, we found, you know, a group of kids that were camping and, you know, there's campground everywhere at the Alive Fest.
Yeah.
And, you know, just, we were walking by, I had a, you know, a little drum box, acoustic guitar, and some, you know, vocals. So we just walked up to these kids. We asked if, you know, we could play for them. And you know, there's a group of 15, 20 kids, and they all just were listening. And, you know, after that, we just got into talking, getting to know each other.
Yeah.
So that was awesome for me, just using music as a venue to, you know, build relationships,
yes,
meet new people.
It
and,
is.
You know, it wasn't about being on a stage. It wasn't about,
no,
you know, any of that. It was just, you know, hey, we just have stripped down music and you want to hear,
cool,
you want to talk, you want to hang out, get to know each other. So
yeah, that's like the relational ministry stuff. It's just relating to people and being part of the church, and also just being real people who do really good things. So tell me how people can listen to your music. You know, obviously you're on here today on our network, which, so thanks so much for performing, and thanks so much. I can't wait to share our music, your music, with all of our listeners across the globe. But we have people all over the place listening, so that's so exciting. As you highlighted in your live performance, you guys have listeners in India, people in India that listen. So I got people in the Ukraine listening.
Cool.
So maybe we'll get some play over there too. Anyway. Just tell people how, you know, they can get it other than, you know, listening to it on the radio or listening to it. You know, how can you get, how can they get a hold of your music? Anybody?
Yeah, totally. We are worldwide. You can anywhere in the world listen to us. You can go to fueband.com. That's FUEBAND. And from there, we have links to iTunes,
yep,
Amazon, YouTube. We have stuff that we're posting on our Facebook page and Twitter. There's just a whole host of different ways, different online radio,
yep,
and Spotify, and just goodness.
Good.
There's tons of different avenues to get our music out there, so it's available.
Yeah, so good. You just FUE, F-U-E for our listeners, not F-E-W,
F-U-E. Yes, F-U-E, band.
Band.
So like for Facebook and Twitter, it's F-U-E-B-A-N-D.
F-U-E-B-A-N-D. And so that is... that is what that's how you can get to their website. And I think we'll probably eventually be able to share some links here and some stuff on my website as well on patchworkheart.org. So take a look for that. You know, if you can't find them, you always find us, find them on our website. In addition to that, is there anything else you guys want to share with us or talk about or anything like that?
Yeah, I just want to talk about our upcoming projects. We're releasing a single called The Mind is a Mystery on this coming Tuesday, the 21st. And so 17th, I'm sorry, the 17th. So check out our Facebook page for that. And then also we're going to be doing releasing a Christmas EP early November. So that's really exciting. We've never done that before. So you can check out, just keep an eye out for that.
Awesome. Awesome, awesome stuff. So, well, thank you so much, guys, for joining me today. Thank you so much for playing on our network, but also thanks for playing for here at St. Francis de Sales Parish. You guys are awesome. We hope to have you back again in the future, and we'll keep in touch in all those different ways and social media and everything else. So thanks so much for spending the time.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
All right. We'll talk to you later.